By the way, people that were in St. Paul last night, we're going to see the 50th anniversary of the Doobie Brothers, and Michael McDonald, of course, back with the band.
Yes.
Now, the Doobie Brothers are the Doobie Brothers, and I've seen the Doobie Brothers with and without Michael, and obviously Michael sang a lot of their biggest songs, and yeah. So if you're going to the show, so the band comes out, plays a couple songs, and there's no Michael. They're like, where's Michael? And everyone's waiting for this entrance to see the long gray-haired guy with his black jacket. He never shows up. The band, after the second song, says, listen, Michael's not feeling well tonight.
Oh, no.
He's here, but he's self-isolating. He just doesn't feel good. So he's not going to come out tonight. And so, much to the chagrin of a lot of the fans are like...
All of the fans.
Well, yeah. First of all, you've already bought your ticket. You're there. You're there. And I would say probably 75% of them wouldn't go to a Doobie Brothers concert. Not again, the Doobies.
Yeah.
Nothing is to do. But I mean, because Michael, it's Michael flipping McDonald. Michael, right. Michael can carry the show himself. And so at the age of 69, you know, you're kind of like... They didn't say anything about COVID.
Okay.
They just said he wasn't feeling well. He's self-isolating, and he's fine, and let's rock and roll.
It's so funny the words you say, self-isolating.
Yeah, I don't know why they'd say he's self-isolating if he doesn't have COVID. But
that's become a...
And I don't know if he's vaccinated. I don't know any of that crap, but, I mean, he wasn't there, and obviously...
Did they ever say anything? They just...
No, they just played the show, and people enjoyed the show, and obviously they were disappointed that Michael wasn't there, but...
That was like, you know, God rest his soul, that was my Kobe moment, right? Fly out to L.A., going to go see the Lakers, Kobe's last games. They do the openings. Everybody's coming out. I'm just so verklempt, and I'm like all there. Oh, yeah. I'm not paying attention. And then, wait, where's Kobe? Oh, he's maybe on the bench. Maybe he's on the bench because he's resting. And then I'm scanning the bench. No Kobe. And much like you, I paid my money. There I was. It was a good game.
You felt like you're ripped off.
I really did. I mean, I really did. I mean, I didn't feel like I was. Yeah, I kind of
you're ripped
like
off.
Yeah.
You were there to see Kobe, and you didn't see Kobe.
Yeah,
he was sitting on the bench. I mean,
no, he wasn't. He wasn't even in the house. He was isolating.
Okay,
or he was resting or rehabbing.
I mean, we all have a tour story or a concert story where we went and the band either sucked.
Yeah,
they played a really short set. I mean, I've seen Motley Crue two or three times where they just walked off the stage. Hank Williams Jr. is another one where you just expected to see 16 or 17 minutes and he was going to walk. People get used to that. If you got a half an hour out of it, you're like, hootie who.
Have there been any update reports?
No, there's nothing out there. And so, but when you go to it, and I kind of feel like it was a ripoff because it sounds like it was something last minute. I'd like to think the Doobie Brothers didn't know earlier in the day that Michael wasn't going to be there and it wasn't a money grab. Because they're like, okay, we are the Doobie Brothers and we can go without Michael. I don't know who sang Michael's parts for, and I'm assuming he was going to play some solo stuff too. So you're kind of like, as a fan, now if this was like an $89 ticket, I'd be pissed.
Right.
If it was like a state fair, $17.50 kind of thing, you got nothing to worry about.
Or if he had, I mean, again, you know, we've seen the, it doesn't pertain to this show and the style, but like we've seen the Justin Bieber where he was out there and he vomited everywhere because he was feeling sick or whatever. It is interesting in this day and age when they say you're self-isolating.
Yeah.
Although you would think if it was a COVID thing, that why not say, you know, not feeling well. Yeah. Well, I guess that's...
personal. It's personal.
And you know what? It makes sense. It makes sense. He's not feeling well.
Yeah.
We don't know what's wrong. We're taking precautions.
You know, and sometimes I'm thinking to myself, would I rather... them cancel the show.
Well, yeah.
Because a lot of people, you know, they tailgate, they're getting ready for the show, they're talking about
it
all day.
They cancel the show, do you get a refund?
Well, sure you do. Or or they postpone it, set for another date, and then normally your ticket's good for that show.
See, this is going to happen.
I'm just kind of like, again, it was last minute. I don't know if they're doing COVID protocol before. I have no idea. Kiss just canceled a concert a couple days ago. They just said they're postponing four more shows because Paul Stanley's got COVID. And their tickets are still good down the road, but they're postponing them ahead of time. There's several times where I know ticket sales weren't what they were supposed to be. I think it was a Rod Stewart concert in town, and people were looking forward to Rod Stewart for like months.
Yes.
And then the day of the show, it's been canceled. He's not feeling well, and it was because
ticket sales.
Yeah, it just wasn't selling
like
tickets.
Is that like your flight being canceled?
Yeah, absolutely.
Your flight's been canceled due to, we're not exactly sure.
Malfunction. It wasn't plane malfunction. There were only three people on the flight. You were one of them. It is crap.
I mean, I'd rather you tell me.
I would too. I think the fans can take it.
Well, and tell me. We didn't sell enough tickets, so we can't play the show.
Yeah. I saw George Carlin play down at the BJCC Concert Hall. This is 11, 12 years ago, so it was probably 20. And he had a really bad head cold. And George would come out a lot of times with index cards, and he would try out new jokes during his tours. And people knew that, and so he'd put a bar stool out there with cards, and he would reference his cards during his stand-up. He's like, if you don't mind, I'm going to try some new stuff out. And people loved George Carlin because they knew they were going to hear some of the old stuff and some of the new stuff. But he had a massive head cold, and, I mean, the guy was miserable.
Yeah.
And he came out and said, man, you know, I was trying to figure out whether I was going to do the show tonight. I feel really, really bad, but this is what you paid for, and I want to give you the best show I possibly can. And he basically said, if you don't want to be here, leave, and I'll refund your money. I don't know how that would happen. I don't know the ramifications of that. And he pulled it off, but you could tell his timing was off a little bit. He sounded horrible. He had a box of tissues on the stage, and he kept rubbing his nose, and it was kind of like, damn, dude. But I mean, it was still George Carlin. At that point, I think he was like 60 something, and we were all kind of like, it's George, let him go. But I mean, yeah, the concert experience, this is for people that go to 20, 30 concerts a year, you know. Oh, that's right. Wednesday night is Def Leppard. Let's go. But for a lot of people, they only go one to two a year, and it's an event. I mean, it'd be like Jimmy Buffett, who's playing in Tuscaloosa in a couple months, you know, coming out, you know, at least give me a day in advance. And I'd like to think that, nothing against the Doobie Brothers. I love them. I brought them on stage. I've got their stuff signed. I love Michael McDonald. But if I'm going to see Michael McDonald, I bet 70% of the people wouldn't go see the Doobies if Michael McDonald wasn't there, and it's a 50th anniversary.
I'd rather have you cancel the concert.
Yeah.
The whole comedy George Carlin thing.
Yeah.
It's one thing to say, I'm not feeling well, but we're going to play a song, right? I'm going to sing it.
Yeah.
Or I'm not feeling well, but I'm going to get out on the field.
Yeah.
I'm sorry. I'm doing the psychology of this. You're a comedian. Right, so you're supposed to come out. You're going to come out, and we're there to laugh.
Yeah, yeah.
But you're this doesn't make sense.
And he was funny. He was good.
I know, but if it ruined. I'm not feeling good. I'm feeling sick. I know. You know. I'm going to do my best, and now I'm going to be funny.
Well, it's the same thing as this radio show. What did I tell you?
No one cares if you're tired.
No one cares if you're tired. No one cares if you're sick. People listen to Curry and Claypo or their favorite morning show or the radio show, and they want to be entertained. And so these people go, man, I'm sorry, I just don't feel good today, but I'm going to fight through it, and I really appreciate your understanding. Listeners don't care. So they pay good money or their ears to listen to Curry and Claypo. The last thing they want to hear at 7:30 in the morning on Facebook Live or the Curry and Claypo show on KCAS Radio, Damon Johnson comes on at 8:30 this morning and says, man, I just don't really feel good, but I'm glad to be on the show.
Came on,
he's a showman. He knows.
You have a story.
Yeah.